بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا رب زدنا علما وفهما كاملا. It is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled us to come here and sit and to pray Salatul Jumu'ah with Jama'ah. It is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show His appreciation to Him. And we need to understand that it is not my doing, it is not my ability, it is not your ability that made us come here, but it is a divine ability from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day and the moment that I think that it is my doing, it is my own ability that made me come here, is the day and that moment when my descent will start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that kullu bani adam khatta wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith that every single son of Adam, every single human being that will walk in the face of the earth is a sinner. But the best of sinners is the one who makes tawbah, the one who repents, the one who goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe that every single word that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has uttered in this face of this earth is true and is haq. So I believe, you believe, we all believe that we are sinners. But now it is I need to see, you need to see, we all need to see that whether we are fulfilling the second part of the hadith or not, as to are we going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we making tawbah? Are we repenting in the sins that we do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran in many different stories of the Anbiya. And every single Anbiya, every single Nabi that came into the face of this earth and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran is relatable to my life. Every single story, every single ayah that was revealed to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a lesson for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Adam alayhi salam. And in that we can see that there's two approach. And we all hear, it has been mentioned many times that the problem is not the problem. The problem is the reaction of the problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are all insan, had given us orders, commandments, and prohibitions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an example from the first human being that was created in this world. And that is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a prohibition to Adam alayhi salam. And He says, لا تقربوا هذه الشجرة. That do not get near, do not come close to this tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned a amr to Iblis, had given a command to Iblis. And the command was to do sajda, to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. And both of these, and Adam alayhi salam, through, we read the tafsir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he forgot and he was oblivious and shaitan came and whispered to him. And he went against the prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same time, Iblis, who is la'natullahi alayhi, he went against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now in both scenarios, we have one that went against a prohibition, and we have one that went against a amr, a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But like how we had mentioned, that the problem is not the problem, the problem is the reaction. Iblis, what did he say? What was his reaction? What did he mention after the incident? He said, "Ana khayrun min khalaqtani min nari wa khalaqtahu min teen." Iblis, what he did, he objected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tried to use his logic. He tried to use his aqal. He tried to use ways to get out of the problem instead of being like Adam alayhi salam. And Adam alayhi salam, what did he say? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and he gave ilham to Adam alayhi salam to use these words as a means of repentance, as a means of tawbah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have made dhulam, we have oppressed ourselves. And if you do not do a maghfirah, you do not forgive us, and you do not shower your rahmah on us, then we will be amongst the losers. There is two approach, and these two approach are to us right now. Every single one of us that we're sitting here, we are going through life difficulties. Someone is going through financial difficulties. Someone is going through marital difficulties. Someone is going through difficulties in their business. Someone is in school. We are all going through difficulties. But my approach to the difficulty is what is necessary for me to study and see what to do. Another example, we see that now because of this incident, Adam alayhi salam became alayhi salatu wasalam until yawm al-qiyamah. And Iblis became la'natullahi until yawm al-qiyamah. At the time of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Yunus alayhi salam, he was a nabi who was sent into the qarya, into the village of Nineveh. And the long story short, he was not given the command to leave the city as yet of the village. And when he left the village, he was swallowed by a fish, a big fish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this story in a few different segments of the Quran and a few different places. And if we put it all together, we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave him an ilham. And he gave him a dua to read. And this dua, we need to implement it in our lives as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him with this dua, which is, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. That the person, he proclaims that there is no deity, there is no God, there is no ma'bud except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is perfect, He is flawless, He has no imperfection. And that I am amongst the zalimeen, I am amongst the oppressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another portion that if He were to not be amongst those who proclaim the tasbih, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would have remained in the stomach of the fish until Qiyamah, until the resurrection. So what do we get from these stories? We get from these stories is that I am going through the same difficulty in a different scale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the same story of Yunus alayhi salam, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the same manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to save us, is going to save the mu'mineen. You and I, we're all going through problems. We are all going through problems. And if I do not proclaim the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not ask the forgiveness and maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what am I doing? I will just keep on sinking and sinking and sinking. I will not be able to get up. Because I'm not proclaiming the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not seeking the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's either I take the path of the anbiya, or either I take the path of Iblis. There's two paths. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places of the Quran explicitly says it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention any ayat of the Quran in an unambiguous way. Everything is direct. This is the month of Ramadan. As we all know that we are in the second Ashara, the second Ashara is almost at its end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every night draws His attention in the sky and is asking for hal min mustaghfirin. That is there anyone who is seeking maghfirah? The same maghfirah that Yunus alayhi salam and the Adam alayhi salam seeked, that is the maghfirah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking in the skies, that who is there to seek maghfirah? And you and I, if I do not seek maghfirah now, when will I seek maghfirah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in different narrations, there are some that mentions that Jibreel alayhi salam had come when he was stepping up the minbar. In other narrations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the word raghima anf, that humiliated be the person, and Jibreel alayhi salam curses the person, that the month of Ramadan comes by, and the person enters in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan finishes, and he was not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fiqh, in Islamic jurisprudence, there is a method of purification that is mentioned across all the books of fiqh. And that method of purification is burning. If I do not seek maghfirah, if I do not seek maghfirah for the sins that I have committed day in and day out, night and day, then I will have to purify that heart. And there is no heart that will enter Jannah that has not been purified. And the method of purification in akhirah is not soap, is not detergent. It will be the fire. The fire is a means of purification in this dunya, and it will be the means in the hereafter as well. So if I don't use this Ramadan, this opportunity to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when will I? That is the question. When will I seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When I have no guarantee when I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what face will I show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. This opportunity comes every single night before Fajr Salah. This opportunity came in the means of Ramadan. And if the month of Ramadan goes by and I have still not gotten the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is truly my duty to ask myself, what am I doing? What am I doing in this world? What am I doing in this life? I am proclaiming that Allah is my Lord. I am proclaiming that Allah is my Rabb, is my Khaliq, is my Raziq. But how can I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I sin? Of course, we understand we have to sin. Not that we have to sin, but we are all sinners. But why am I not? What is blocking me? What is stopping me? What is that barrier that is not letting me seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I need to ask myself. We all need to ask myself. If the month of Ramadan is not allowing me to change, what is going to change? If this Ramadan is like the previous Ramadan, and the next Ramadan is going to be like this Ramadan, what am I? What is the halat of my heart? What is happening to my life? We need to ask these questions. If I don't ask these questions, no one is going to come to me. I will remain here seated, and I will continue to be seated, and I will leave this dunya, and nothing will change. Why? Because no one is going to run after me. No one is going to come after me. No one is going to lift my hand up and tell me, oh, bhai, make tawbah. No one is going to tell me, I need to change myself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make tawbah and to ask istighfar, to make istighfar in the month of Ramadan, as there's 10, 12 days left. And all those who haven't started reading the Quran, we should start reading the Quran. We make dua for all the hufadhul kiram who are leading taraweeh and they are completing the Quran. But I need to ask myself, this is Kalamullah. Kalamullah is the Kalam of Rabbul Alameen. Have I read the Quran myself? Have I opened the Quran? If today I'm sitting here and I have not finished my 19th or my 18th juz, I need to ask myself, what am I doing? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on whatever was said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Jazakumullah khaira.
JazakumAllah khairan to Maulana Jamilul Haq, who has come all the way from Montreal in Canada. Maulana is running a madrasa at Darul Uloom Montreal after having qualified at Darul Uloom Zakaria. We say JazakumAllah khairan to those most pertinent advices, taking lessons from the lives of Anbiya alayhimus salam, who are ma'asum, who are pure of any sin in the eras of judgment. What beautiful examples they are in turning to Allah Ta'ala. And these days are days of abundant maghfirah. Coming up to the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan, extremely auspicious. The possibility of Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights, let us inshallah exert ourselves. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the month of Ramadan used to hardly sleep on the bed, used to be more humble in du'as, used to exert excessively, especially in the last 10 nights, wake up the family members also to spend as much time as possible in ibadah. This opportunity is there once, inshallah, let us take the maximum benefit of it. There's a few announcements. As from today, Asr Jamaat will be at 4:45. As from today, Asr Jamaat at 4:45, inshallah. Also, we know our weekly collection in the masjid in Ramadan, good deeds are multiplied many, many fold. What a great chance and opportunity we have. Let us open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible. The collection is for our masjid, for Masjid al-Rahmaya, inshallah. So we spend with sincerity any good that emanates, and we have spent with sincerity. Inshallah, we will have a share in all the good that takes place in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Just consider the fact that it is Allah's favor upon me that Allah accepts me, my wealth, to give me the honor of spending on His house. Let us, inshallah, open up and donate as generously as possible. Every night after Maghrib and Isha, the collections are taking place for enumerating those who are setting up the iftar, clearing up in security. There is still a shortfall. Let us, inshallah, donate as generously as possible to that. Also, just an announcement is that within our locality, in the top end of Amerentia, the details are on the notice board. The Amerentia Muslim Association have embarked upon, inshallah, purchasing a property, establishing a musalla, And later on, masjid and maktab madrasa, inshallah. The details are on our notice board as we leave on our left-hand side. So let us look at those, inshallah. They have a deadline for payment. Let us, inshallah, start contributing to that as well. Jazakumullah khairan.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي أتاحنا بها وأعظم نعمه الإيمان فنشكر الله عز وجل على هذه النعمة وعلى هذه الأيام والليالي القيمة الثمينة التي أتاحنا الله الفرصة لحصول المغفرة وكثرة التوبة فقال الله عز وجل وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث رواه سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه فلنكثر من الاستغفار والتوبة في هذه الفرصة الذهبية أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وخصوصا عن أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن تبع أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى يوم الدين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. نستغفرك اللهم يا ربنا من جميع الذنوب، ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان، وخاصة في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي الكشمير وفي البرما وفي الهند وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى عن أيدي الصهيونية. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Let's say that the steps, fill in the gaps between the shoulders, fill in the gaps in the steps in front of us as quickly as possible, inshallah. Once we are in the saf, let us try and stand as close as possible, leaving no gaps between our shoulders, and straighten the saf. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. The straightening of the safs is from the perfection of salah. Standing in a straight line in our safs and leaving no gaps between the shoulders is one of the great means of unity in the ummah that the ummah is in dire need of. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us this most perfect means of filling up the gaps as close as possible in salah. استقيموا اعتدلوا تراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Thank you. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين، وإلا تغفر لي وترحمني أكن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها، اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمسلمين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين، خاصة في غزة وسوريا وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.